All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, breaking news. You know what I'm saying? We got some news for you early this morning. Pastor Michael Smith and Sister who?
Smith, baby.
Sister Smith, baby, is back to you with this news. You know what I'm saying? And warning to all of you people who's 65 and older. You know what I'm saying? If you are thinking about taking the jab, or if you have taken the jab, don't be surprised. If you're thinking about taking the jab, if you're 65 or older, if you're thinking about taking the jab, please don't take it. Now, if you already took the jab and you're 65 years, you know what I'm saying, and older, well, pray to the Most High that everything be okay with you, because Pfizer just came out with a, and the Pfizer and the CDC just came out with some studies and said that anyone who is 65 years or older, if you guys have taken the jab, you are at risk of a stroke or a heart attack. Am I lying, Sister Smith?
No, you're not.
Ain't that something? Sister Smith, did you take the jab?
No.
Can I give you the jab?
No.
What if I gave you a chewable and say, you know what I'm saying, we got the new chewable jab. You don't have to get a needle. You can just eat a chewable.
I don't care what kind it is. I'm not taking it.
You don't know what. People, let me tell you something. You don't know what's in that damn thing. You don't know what's in it. It could be, you know what I'm saying, feces and heces and leeces and that stuff. You don't want that stuff. That stuff going in your body, you know what I'm saying, your body was not made for that. You know what I'm saying? Your body, the Most High God made your body, you know what I'm saying, perfect with a built-in immune system that, you know what I'm saying, that got his boxing gloves on. And whenever something foreign enter into your body, you know what I'm saying, ding, ding, that immune system just like, what, pop, 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 pop. That immune system be fighting off them diseases like crazy. You know what I'm saying? How big is your immune system, Sister Smith?
Huh?
How big is your immune system? I didn't say huh. I said how big is your immune system?
My immune system is big. It's good. I'm 72 and I'm doing good. I don't have colds. I don't have none of those kind of things.
Okay. Good. So when you get a cold, it just go come and goes, right?
Right.
You know, kind of like, you know what I'm saying, Boy George. Color chameleon. It comes yep. and goes. It comes and goes. That's Boy George. Is that Boy George? Yeah, that's Boy George.
Yeah, that's him.
Color chameleon. Your cold just comes and goes. You know what I'm saying? My cold comes and goes. Last time I had a cold, it was a weekend, wasn't it, Sister Smith?
Yes.
I was down for the count all weekend. But that first thing Monday morning, I was back. You know what I'm saying? That's my immune system. It fights it off like Rocky. But you don't need... Oh, make sure you guys hit that like button as you guys come in here. Hit that like button. This is breaking news. You know what I'm saying? Breaking news. If you're new to this chip page, hit that follow button and turn on your notification bell. We got a news report. You know what I'm saying? Coming straight from the CDC. Coming straight from the you-know-who. And matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? This is what Pfizer said. The CEO... And for all you people who's thinking about taking that... All you people who are 65 years and older, who is thinking about taking the jab, you know what I'm saying? Just thinking about it, you know what I'm saying? Just know what the CEO of the company that produces the jab said. He said he had a dream. And he said by 2023, that dream is starting to come to pass, that 50% of the world's population will be reduced, You know what that means? And this is what the CEO of Pfizer said. The CEO of Pfizer came out and he came out of his own mouth and told you that 50% of the world population will die. That's what he said. He said 50% of the world population will die. And this is somebody that we go down to the clinic and willingly stick out our arm and get one of his shots. Ain't that something?
Uh-huh.
Sister Smith?
Yes.
I'll be your doctor.
Okay.
Whenever you sick, just let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'll take your temperature. You know what I'm saying? Check your temperature. You know what I'm saying? Put the ice back on your head. You know what I'm saying? Rub your ankles. You know what I'm saying? And squeeze your toenails.
You know okay. What I'm
saying? And you'll be well. You will be swell. This is a myth right there. I'll be your doctor. A Dr. Pepper a day will keep the doctor away. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to this report, Sister Smith.
U.S. FDA CDC see early signs of possible Pfizer bivalent COVID shot linked to strokes.
Variant. It's a variant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it says U.S. and CDC does what?
Links to strokes.
So read that from the top. Read that from the top. Listen now. Listen up, people. Listen up.
U.S. FDA CDC.
Oh, the U.S. and the FDA and the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Says what?
See early signs of possible
Pfizer variant
COVID shot links to stroke.
You hear that? The FDA, the CDC. You know what I'm saying? Says that they see that the Pfizer shot leads to stroke. We don't make this up. Sister Smith is reading it from. This report just came out, people. Sister Smith just reading what we see. Like I said, for all of you who have done this, who are 65 or older, for all of you who have done this, might be younger too, but for all of you who have taken this, you know what I'm saying? You better pray to the Most High God. You better pray like Christ, when Christ went to pray to the Most High God to let that cup pass from him, you need to get on your knees and pray like that. Until beads of sweat as blood is running down your brow. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because only the grace of the Most High God is going to save you now. Only the grace. So you better pray. You better pray. Pray about what you're going to do. Pray about what that shot is going to do to you. You better pray. Pray about what that shot is going to do to you. You need the shot. And you need a higher. And a higher said, come unto... I'm trying to sing Aretha Franklin respect. I was trying to put a spin on it, and it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bad writer. But anyway, so go ahead and finish reading, Sister Smith.
Okay. This January 13th, story has been refiled.
January 13th. That's... Uh-huh. That was Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Friday. So this report came out Friday. Go ahead.
With edit headlines to clarify that the link to a stroke is possible, not definite.
Possible, not definite. Why would you even put this out there if you don't see it? You know, I guess you got to say it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Just to ease people's minds. But you know what was the purpose of the jabs in the first place. You know the purpose of the jabs in the first place. That's why you put it out there. That's why your CEO said, by 2023, my dream is coming to pass. That 50% of the world population is going to be decreased. Pfizer, the CEO of Pfizer, said out of his mouth that 50% of the world's population is going to die. But they call me speaking hate speech. I'm not speaking hate speech. All we doing is reading from what they said. Anyway, make sure you guys hit that like button. Hit that like button. Go ahead, Sister Smith.
A safety monitoring system flagged that U.S. drug maker Pfizer in court and German partners BioNTech updates COVID-19 shot could be linked to a type of brain stroke in older adults, according to preliminary data analyzed by U.S. health authorities.
Do you hear that? It's linked to type of brain strokes in older adults. Might be younger adults too. Because Damar Hamlin just passed out, didn't he? You know what I'm saying? What about Lisa Marie Presley? She was rushed to the hospital for what, Sister Smith? The same thing that they talk about in this article. You know what I'm saying? She had something wrong with her brain.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie Presley passed out. Who else passed out? You know what I'm saying? They telling you this right here in front of your face. In front of your face, they tell you. So when you see people just, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? There was another one, a 22-year-old actor or a rapper who died. And they said he had a stroke or brain stroke or something like that. But go ahead, Sister Smith.
FDA said on Friday that a CDC vaccine database has uncovered a possible safety issue in which people 65 and older were more likely to have a ischemic stroke.
So they said people 65 years and older is liable for this.
Uh-huh.
But we see younger folks, you know what I'm saying, who's supposed to be healthy passing out from strokes. That's what we see, don't we?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know I looked in the news. I know I seen a couple of younger folks, you know what I'm saying, passing out from, you know what I'm saying, strokes. And I'm like, damn, man, you 22. You supposed to be healthy. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know? But here's what they say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. Listen, let me tell you something. Nothing this devil puts out can help you. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? The Most High is your refuge. The Most High is your help. Do you understand that? That's who your help is, the Most High. Not this devil. This devil, you best believe, if this devil is giving you something that they say is going to help you, best believe it's going to come with you know what I'm saying, strange terms and conditions. You're going to have to do a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, backstroking, you know what I'm saying, if you take anything from this devil. You know what I'm saying? You pass your soul to the fire, the Moloch, you gone. You smoke weed, you got a memory loss. Yes, all of you damn people who smoke weed, y'all got memory losses. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got memory losses. Y'all judgment is off. You know what I'm saying? Y'all thinking is off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whatever this devil put out, you know what I'm saying? Nothing is safe. The Bible said in the book of Revelation, and I saw a pale horse. And what followed him? Death. It says, I've seen a pale horse and death followed him. That's this white man. That's a pale horse and death follow him. Everywhere he go is death and destruction. Go ahead.
Okay. Also known as brain ischemia is caused by blockage in the artery that carries blood to the brain. The FDA and the CDC said that other large studies, the CDC vaccine adverse event reporting systems, other countries' database, and Pfizer biotech database have not flagged this safety issue, adding that it requires more investigation. Although the totality of the data currently suggests that it is very unlikely that the signal in VSD vaccine safety data link represents a true clinical risk, we believe it is important to share this information with the public. The health authority
said. What, you hear that? You hear these devils. It's important to do what, Sister Smith?
It's important to share this information with the public.
Why didn't they say it's important to share this information with the public before they produced these jabs?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Before they had the big push for everybody to get them, they should have said this. It's important for us to share this information with the public. But they said this after everybody done took the jabs. Let's go ahead and share it with the public now. to add on more stress on top of elderly adults who is already stressed out. Now they got to worry about the elderly adults who have taken the jab. Now they got to worry about this. Now, on top, the elderly adults today, they already stressed out. You know what I'm saying? This world, the world economy, everything. You know what I'm saying? They already stressed out. Now this information to all of the elderly adults who have taken it. Now they got this extra stress. Now they're worrying. You know what I'm saying? Now they got to go to their doctor and get prescribed some more pills to calm down their worrying. You know what I'm saying? All praises be to the Most High. Every last one of you all who was in the Bible study class. Every last one of you all who is in this truth and understand that the devil ain't got nothing good for you. The devil ain't got nothing good for you. He ain't got nothing good for ya. Nothing good for ya. Nothing, nothing. The devil ain't got nothing good for ya. The devil ain't got nothing good for ya. The devil ain't got nothing good for ya. He ain't got nothing good for ya. Sister Smith?
Yeah.
The devil ain't got nothing good for ya.
You know what I'm saying? No.
Just because it looks shiny, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to glitter. Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, man. I tell you, I feel like going into some scriptures, but you hadn't already made your book, right?
Yeah, I still can do it.
You still can do it?
Put that
article down and get me Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
Revelations
chapter 3 verse 9. Yeah, the devil ain't got nothing good for you people. You know what I'm saying? It will behoove you to get your butt into this Bible study class. We got Bible study for all you new people. We got Bible study class every night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight we're going into, who we going into? Martin Luther King. That's who we going into tonight. We going into Martin Luther King and false prophets. That's what we going into tonight. So, you know what I'm saying? Get into that Bible study class tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here. If you're new to this page, hit that follow button. Turn on your notification bell. Hit that like button as you guys come in here. Revelation 3 verse 9. You got that, Sister Smith?
Yes, I have it.
Go ahead and read it.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan.
He will make who the synagogue of Satan? Who will he make the synagogue of Satan? Now, what is a synagogue, people? What is a synagogue? Well, you can go into a synagogue, right? It's a place where they worship. Not the Most High. They worship devils. So, if the scripture says right here in Revelation 3 verse 9 that he will make them the synagogue of Satan, so they are Satan worshipers. They worship Satan. It don't say that they are Satan. It says he will make them of the synagogue of Satan. So what does that mean? That means they are Satan worshipers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Hebrews get that mixed and screwed and say, oh, see, that they're the devil. They're the devil. No, the scriptures don't say that. It says, read that scripture again.
Okay. This is Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan.
There you go. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. So, they are Satan worshipers. Like I say it again. What is a synagogue? It's a place where you go to worship. So, what is the people that go there? Worshippers. So, they are satanic worshipers of Satan. Read the scripture before that. That's 3 verse 8.
Okay. I know thy works.
I know thy works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
Amen. You kept the Most High God. You keep the Most High God's word. You do not deny his name. Go ahead.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan.
I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Go ahead.
Which says they are Jews.
They say, what do they say they are? What do they say they are?
They say they are Jews.
Lord, Lord, Lord. So Satan is calling himself you. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. The synagogue of Satan is calling themselves you. I will make them that saw the synagogue of Satan, which call themselves J's. Go ahead.
And are not.
They are not. The Lord said they are not. So regardless of these damn fake ones out there who's putting together all of these plots to depopulate us, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of these fake ones out there who call themselves us, the scripture says and the Most High God says they're not. The same Bible which they so-called uphold or they so-called follow or they so-called come out of, they think they do, is telling them that they're not. They are not. Read it again.
From where?
Behold, I will make them.
Okay. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan,
mm-hmm.
which says they are J's,
mm-hmm.
and are not.
And
but
are not.
Lie.
But they do lie. They are liars. They are liars. You know what I'm saying? They are liars. The CEO of Pfizer is a liar. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden is a liar. All of these satanic scumbags, they are liars. Why didn't they tell us that this would do this when they was pushing this campaign amongst us all? Why didn't they tell us this when they was pushing it everywhere? They was getting us, you know what I'm saying, giving us $100 gift cards and, you know what I'm saying, vouchers and all sorts of stuff just to get it. Why wasn't they pushing that then? Why are you pushing it now? Why you want to get it out now after everybody, then, you know what I'm saying? Then because your goal is accomplished. That's the only reason why they are telling you the truth now. Because their goal is accomplished, and the whole lot of the statistics is in, the numbers is in, and the numbers say that this many people got it and this many people don't got it. The accomplishment is in. That's why they coming out with it. Saying that, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Those that 65 years and older is liable for them brain stroke. Hey, let me tell you something, people. Whether you got it or not, I would advise you to get your ass into this Bible study class so that you can learn something. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you're doing, whatever it is that is distracting you out there in the world, get your butt in this truth so that you can understand this truth. Go ahead.
But do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
Mm-mm-mm. That's what they hate. The CEO of Pfizer is going to come and worship at your feet. Biden is going to come and worship at your feet. Fauci is going to come and worship at your feet. All of these satanic scumbags is going to come and worship at your feet. They don't want that. So what they rather do, they rather cause a hysteria in the earth that will cause you to take something that will kill you. That's what they rather do. But this has been breaking news. Anything else on that report, Sister Smith?
I didn't finish reading.
Yeah, we're gonna read a little bit more before we go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, before we go. Just come and give you your little dose of morning news. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Illuminati Radio. If you're new to this page, hit that follow button. Turn on your notification bells so you'll be notified. You know what I'm saying? If you come in here, make sure you guys hit that like button. Hit that like button as you come in here. Can't do the comments right now. Go ahead.
Pfizer and BioNTech say in a statement that they have been made aware of limited reports of ischemic stroke in people 65 and older following vaccinations with their updated shot. Neither Pfizer and BioNTech nor the CDC or FDA have observed similar findings across numerous other monitoring systems in the U.S. and globally, and there is no evidence to conclude that ischemic stroke is associated with the use of the company's COVID-19 vaccine, the company added. The safety concern has not been identified. It says five best medical advantage plans.
Okay, that's it. All right. Yeah, that's it. If you guys, for all you people who are in the group, if you want to see this report for yourself, Sister Smith, you wouldn't mind sending that report to the group after we log off, right?
Okay.
If you guys want to see the report yourself, Sister Smith will be sharing it to the group so you can read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are not in the group, hey, I advise you to get in the group if you want to get this information. You know what I'm saying? How you get in the group? How do I get in the group? Well, first we got to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, you know what I'm saying? We don't just let anybody in the group anymore. Those days are over. We used to let just anybody in the group. And they just interrupt, skim skim and flim flam. So no more of that. We got to screen you. You got to go through a screening process. You know what I'm saying? We got to cavity check you. You know what I'm saying? Stick this thermometer in your ass. You know what I'm saying? Check your temperature. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure you are who you say you are. You know what I'm saying? Lord, Lord. All right. What you got to say about this, Sister Smith?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Amen. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? If you have taken it, you know what I'm saying? You better pray to the Most High God, the Higher, that you are okay. If you haven't taken it, then you still got to pray to the Most High God, the Higher, that you know what I'm saying? That you are still okay. Why? Because every day you got to pray to the Most High God, the Higher. You know what I'm saying? And you got to, you know what I'm saying, get into this Bible study class tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's been breaking news. That's your breaking news, your daily dose of news for the morning with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and co-host,
Sister Smith, baby.
Sister Smith, baby. Don't forget, you know what I'm saying, you want that juicy news, you got to go over to the YouTube. Go to ISBC Truth. Go to YouTube and this YouTube search, type ISBC space then truth. TRUTH. ISBC Truth. Hit that subscribe button over there. And while you're over there, hit that subscribe button. Next to that subscribe button, hit that bell so you'll be notified when we drop this breaking news on you. And we will see you guys tonight at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's tonight for the Bible study class. We're going into Martin Luther King and false prophets. God bless you all.
You want me to delete it?
Hold on.